Okay, so I was thinking about something, and I wanted to get it down in the digital, or put it out there in the universe. And I thought, I'm gonna make a video about it. And I went over the whole idea of, should I make a video or should I just make a post? And the idea of me making a post and it being easier than doing a text file or just typing it out in text seemed bizarre to me, but I explored the possibility. I explored the possibility, and so that's why I'm making this video. But the catch is, and the fun part of all of this is, I forgot what the original point of me making the video was. I forgot what I wanted to make the video about, which caused me to ponder, is making a video easier than actually writing out something? And I guess for me, making videos all these years and the system I got set up and the, blah, 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 blah. I guess the argument could be made that yes, it's probably easier for you to create a video than actually write something up. So I just made the video. So I just made a video to talk about the fact that I was thinking about making a video, and I pondered the idea that making a video may be easier for me than actually typing out a paragraph or two. But one thing about the typing out a paragraph or two, you get it down in digital in a different way. It comes off in text, which can be cut and paste into web pages and this and that. Video is a little bit hard to manipulate, but in video, you get a lot more expression. I get to, get more into it, more idea, more, I was gonna say emotion or whatever, just more dynamic. Video is gonna give you a different feel and more, I guess, intensity, a better connection to the idea than actually texting, than actually writing something out. Even though I'm pretty damn good at writing things out. I can go both ways. Let's be honest. The boy can go both ways. He can, I mean, not go both ways. You know what I mean? But then again, if you really think about it, can everybody go both ways? I mean, not to get completely off of the subject, but in general, as a generalized idea, is there such thing as, well, I guess you could say I don't go both ways. But if you think about it in the physical realm of the universe, it's impossible to go both ways. No, it is possible to go both ways. You can go one way, then you can go the other. So that's go both ways. Can you go both ways simultaneously? Now we're getting into logic. But I think you could say, I don't like to speak in absolute. What's going on? I need to get this going. This person needs this, and this is just acting crazy. But I guess my whole point was saying I don't or I can't. It's hard to. I don't like, well, it's I don't like speaking in absolutes. Never. It's basically not saying never. Never say never. Basically, that's what I'm trying to say. That's basically what I'm trying to get to. Never say never. I mean, this is bottom line. I guess the best you can say is I don't go both ways, because the opportunity is always there. And you can say, no, I never would. I never would. I never would. But you don't know, because you can never say never, even though. For a lot of people, just even contemplating the idea of something like this is a abomination, which could have you burn in hell for an eternity. But having gotten completely off the subject, I could go both ways in writing and making video, because I do feel comfortable that my dynamic video style and my loquacious nature and the way in which I can pull words and use words is just as creative if I was to write. It's a different style. It's a different thing you can do when you write as opposed to the video. I guess it's two different things, two different ways you can really get at an audience or get your point across or be creative or be provocative or, you know, nuance or whatever, just to keep people's attention. And it's not really keeping people's attention to a degree, but it is. I mean, because we're doing this thing here. And let's be real. I mean, we're doing this thing here and everything is about self and attention. That's wrong. I just said that. I need to pause. I'm a pause. Okay, so where was I? Of course, I'm not even on the screen right now. Oh, what happened to me? I disappeared. What did I just do? I can't move that. What did I just do here? I'm on the right thingy. Oh, what's that? What did I do? Oh, look at me. Oh, look at that. Is that different? You're seeing all that, aren't you? You're seeing all that, aren't you? Looks like I must have hit the wrong thing. I could just leave it like that. How's that look? If I left it like that and bring it down some. You know I like to bring it down some. You know I like to be at the top. How about if I leave it like that? That looks interesting, doesn't it? Is that kind of an interesting look? But anyway, see, you can't do this if I was to type out text. You want me to do this if I was to type out text? Something cool like that. Considering you think that's something cool. Let me change the background. Can I change the background? I can change the background. If I change the background for that one, does it change for all of them? Does it? I think it does. I think it did. It changed for all of them.
It's
easy. So I just cut the camera on and make a video. See, there's one thing about being able to just cut the camera on and making a video. Just cut the camera on and make a video. And don't worry about what it looks like. Well, you kind of worry about what it looks like, but you don't put enough work into it. Just to talk to a camera. Just to be able to talk to a camera. To have, first of all, have the infrastructure in place. Have the studio or setup in place where you can just go click, 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 you know, and just turn it on. And when I first started making videos, one thing I realized is that just make them. Don't worry about lighting. Don't worry about how you look. Don't put on any clothes. I mean, put on clothes, you know what I mean? But don't, you know, overdo it. Don't overthink it. Just start making them. Just start talking to the camera. Just start talking to the camera. So I would just grab anything and just talk to the camera, talk to the camera. And then over, you know, 20 years or so, I've built a little infrastructure to where I can almost, I don't want to say instantly, but it, you know, I can just do stuff like this. I mean, how many people can just do cameras like this? How many people can do cameras like this in their house? I mean, as a norm, right in their living room. All my studio's in my living room. My house is built around the studio, and the studio is nothing but this table. And I've always had a table ever since high school. I've always had a table of my electronics and my systems. And I was like, you know what? In my other condo, it was always in the bedroom, and I was always in the bedroom. I would never go into the living room. Literally, it'd be dust collected in the living room. I would never watch TV out there or anything. Unless I entertain. And half the time, I entertain in the bedroom. Not to be like that. Not that I'm saying that, you know, but it was, you know, relaxed like that. We would just hang out, you know, because it was in the bedroom because I had my computer in the bedroom and I didn't have it in the living room. That was, you know, before the idea I got to have the whole apartment built around the studio. Or so basically, as soon as you walk in the door of my apartment, you see the table, my studio. And that's the way I like it. Everything is built around that. And there's like barely any comfort other than for me. It's like a one person setup. There's a couch, a futon over there to sit on. But that's like purely for, like, if I have people over at the studio and they need some place to sit or something like that. And I haven't had people ever since COVID. Really haven't been doing a lot. But we've been doing some, but not like we were before COVID. Before COVID, you know, there was people over here almost every week. But So basically, so I can just make videos. I can just make videos. I got my, you know, stereo. I can take my blood pressure. I got listen to music. I got my Cubase Pro audio mixing. I got my cameras. I got my Wi-Fi. I mean, I got my big screens. See, I got my screens and see my studio monitors, extra keyboard, and just, you know, work laptop. I'm working now, and, you know, it just continues. I love computer technology. I love computer technology. I've always loved technology, electronics and technology, and I made the transition in 1995 from being an electronic technician to computer networking. With school on a government dime or something like that to get CNA training. They were giving it out. I jumped on it. Went to two schools at one time. I tell the story again and again. I'll tell it again because I do like telling this story. I got laid off from Avacom. Took a year off. Planned out a strategy where I can get a bachelor's degree and some network training. And I need to pause. So, what was I saying? Just my setup. I'm comfortable with talking. I always want to be comfortable. Another thing I always wanted to do was be comfortable. What did I talk about when I took off a year, went to school, training, whatever? Also, what I wanted to do was always be comfortable just talking. Just cutting something on and talking. Expressing, talking. I always wanted to be comfortable and to have a platform to where I could say whatever I wanted to say without, not fear of retribution or fear of retaliation, but without... to candidly just be able to talk and just stream consciousness and just be loopy and quote unquote crazy, stupid, whatever. Just to always needed that around me. I always needed that space around me to where I can express myself to any degree that I want to. And half the time, I don't know what degree that is, but I always wanted to have that to have that space and that freedom to be able to just say and do whatever I wanted to say and do whenever I wanted to say and do it. That make any sense? Does that make any sense? I'm going to pause. All right, I got to go to lunch. I got to get ready to go to lunch. But what was I saying? I forgot what I was talking about. But I would say this too. Okay. What I was saying was to have the space to be able to say whatever I want, like now, just because I just feel like talking. So I created a space and an independence or whatever you want to call it to where I can just say whatever I want to say when I want to say it. That seems to be important to me. Even if the way I'm talking now, just talking like I'm not spastic, but, you know, erratic or something. Just letting it run off me. Just let it run off me. Be comfortable enough to just let it run off of me, run out of me, just to go into it, just to feel it, be in the moment, whatever you want to call it. Just being is being. Being Jeffrey. Like I said before, it's not that I love Jeffrey. I love being Jeffrey. I love what Jeffrey is. I love being Jeffrey. I don't really love Jeffrey. Do I love Jeffrey? That doesn't make any sense. I mean, I don't understand. I don't know if I can even formulate that into a possibility. I'm just saying big words now just to sound impressive. But the whole thing is that I started this off because I was thinking to myself, tomorrow would be the second straight week that I work 5 days in a row. Tomorrow will be the second straight week that I work 5 days in a row. And I was proud of myself. I was proud of myself last week that I worked 5 whole days. I was proud of myself for working 5 whole days. There was a time when I worked like 10, 15 days straight. There was a time when I would, you know, not miss a day. When my first 2 years working at this company that I love so much and the best job in the world, and I wanted to be impressive and I wanted them to like me and I wanted to be a top performer. And everybody else was just so good when I came in. I knew I was going to have to work at it. It was like I worked at this damn place for like a year before I even yawned. That's how on top of it I was. But I worked days and days and days straight. It was like a time when I finally did take a day off. My boss called me and asked me, was everything okay? And my boss said, is everything okay? Because you never take a day off. You know, now I'm taking them off too much probably. But I still keep my performance high. I try to keep my performance in the top five. You know, in that way, I feel like if I keep my performance in top five, that gives me, you know, leeway to do other things, whatever other things may mean. But that's my governor. But see, the whole point was I was bragging. I thought it was a big deal. And I was bragging just because I worked 5 days straight. And this would be 10 days straight. I worked 10 days straight. I mean, I'm bragging. What is it to brag about? You're supposed to work 5 days. You're supposed to work 40 hours a week. And I was like, I've come so far to where I have worked months without taking a day off. You know, I mean, you know, Monday through Friday, then Saturday, you know, 5 days a week, where I work 5 days a week, where I work months, maybe even years for 5 days a week, and not taking a day off. And now I'm celebrating having and being happy and proud of myself because I work five straight days. What kind of bullshit is that? I just wanted to say that. What kind of bullshit is that? I just wanted to say that. Another thing I want to say real quick, then I'm gonna get out of here. They Clone Tyrone. Damn good movie. Academy Award level. Message is in there. And the way I took the message is to black people. The message is not from white people to black people. It's from black people to black people. Look at yourself. Look at the things that you prize. Look how we stepping up. Look how we run our neighborhoods. It's more of an eternal look at ourselves. And that's the way I looked at it. Regardless of what the man is doing, the whitey or whatever, they should be excluded. It's not that it showed that they is doing what they do, but we're buying into it, you know. And it's only so many years you can go and say we've been programmed or this and that, you know. We're bonded by the traditions that were taught through us during slavery, the conditioning or whatever. I mean, at a certain point, you got to let that go and you got to take control of it, because you can't turn around and ask the devil to help you. You can't turn around the devil and the demon that you say created the problem to fix the problem. So, and a lot of it, you know, I listened to Glenn Lowry and John McWhorter, and Glenn Lowry was on Lex Fridman. Lex Fridman is one of my favorite. In fact, I found a podcast. Lex Fridman is one of my favorites. Russian dude, he wears a suit and a white shirt, tie, a black tie, just straight lace. And just the way his demeanor and the way he has people on the show, he has a lot of good people on the show. I'm just impressed with him. Then I turned around, Glenn Lowry was on there. Glenn Lowry and John McWhorter is like my two favorite podcasters right now. Because, and they are conservative. They do come from a take care of yourself. They were happy affirmative action was struck down. They don't want to be a victim. Don't victimize me. You know, can't blame everything on whitey type of thing. And he was on Lex Fridman, and that was, you know, I sat there and listened to him talk, and I was like, that's cool. That's cool. Because Ben Nahu was on Lex Fridman. I mean, there's a lot of people on there. I don't know why I said Ben Nahu. For some reason, his name just pops out at me. It's really good. I mean, everybody's been on Lex Fridman, you know, all different kinds of astrophysicists and social people and network and all that. But anyhow, I just wanted to say that and say that. Okay.